Ian Schultz, not to get too internet on you, but I just downloaded Napster, which lets me cruise the net for tunes of every stripe and play them right there on my computer. Well, anything that keeps me from actual work. But think of the vast variety of music out there and the weird demand for it. Napster, a shareware application, proved so popular at Indiana University's Bloomington campus, for example, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, that students were taking up as much as 50% of the school's bandwidth downloading tunes instead of chemistry notes. Well, Napster and school worked it out. Napster arranged it so that a first search for songs does it on the hard drives of computers tied to Internet 2, a new high-speed internet network that connects about 200 educational institutions. So apparently, the quest for popular music has become so deep and so impassioned that it takes not one, but two internets to bring it to us. If we want to do some actual work, that is. Well, what is this music? It used to be simple when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was pretty much how much is that doggy in the window or whatever tune Dean Martin would warble in the Martin and Lewis pictures, and I was always out getting popcorn anyway, you know? Add a few show tunes, polka, truck driving songs, piano lessons. That was pretty much about it for the cultural experience where I grew up. Then I became aware of jazz, folk, and rock and roll thanks to the Columbia Record Club. And then jazz became subdivided. Dixieland, bebop, big band, whatever. Folk and rock fused into folk rock, and then acid rock, and jazz and rock became soul, R&B, hip-hop, rap, urban, which is a synonym for black. Then disco, house, acid house, heavy metal, world music, 50s rock, classic rock, oldies but goodies, surf rock, punk rock, tech rock, reggae, salsa, mambos, tangos, Tex-Mex, classical, and pop. I mean Brit pop, teen pop, soft pop, modern pop, Christian pop, Broadway, and new age, and or women's music. Good grief! No wonder we're downloading everything in sight. We have no idea what's going on. Throw in NSYNC, 98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera, Britney, Bewitched. Friends, we are ripe for another Elvis, or at least something that can't be found on Napster. We're using a bandwidth here, kids. Let's listen responsibly. This has been a public service message from Ian Scholes, who's looking for those rarities from the Refreshments, if anybody wants to post them. Great band. I gotta go.